carried on our friendship after our cessation of activities with ACA. We kept on our friendship.
Yeah, and it sounds like those friendships have lasted, too.
Yeah, pretty good.
So, you know, we've just sort of gone over the list and everything, but if you were picking up the history book of ACA, is there anything we haven't talked about that you would like to see in there?
No, not really.
Or another question would be, if you were to tell somebody picking up the book or someone coming into the industry a couple of important lessons from the past of your own experience, what would those be?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that at one time we did have. When Ed Russell was there, he was the director of trade relations, and he handled everything to do with the sub-trades within the organization.
Mm-hmm.
For example, he looked after the millwork trade, he looked after the insulation trade, he looked after the roofing trade within ACA.
Right.
And then I guess after a while it got to be too much and they all branched out into their own entities, their own offices, their own full-time managers and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But at one time, way back, that was looked after a great deal by ACA.
Mm-hmm. And that was a benefit, it sounds like. Yeah.
It was, because all of the trades were together.
Mm-hmm. Physically in their offices, you mean? Kind of?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not all of them, but quite a few of them. The electrical trade and the mechanical trades, they were always separate.
Right.
Because they were big trades. But
right.
Some of the smaller trades,
sure.
You know, like ceramics and roofing and that sort of thing.
Right. Would millwork have been one of the smaller ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in terms of lessons from the past, anything else that, you know, if you were to say, well, you know, somebody I talked to said, well, everybody thinks they've just thought of the new idea and a way to change something, and really you can be sure it was thought of in the past and it wasn't done for some reason.
The more things change, the more they remain the same.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
And don't think of trying to change it, because we wrote the book.
Right.
People change.
Mm-hmm.
Their ethics and outlook changes. And I think that has been one of the major differences between what I remember when I was very active and what is current today.
Right.
And that you can work in a handshake.
Yeah,
and I've done it.
Yeah.
The only reason I got a written contract was that it had to be signed and sealed before I got my home back.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be done before the contractor could pay out the home back.
Yes, yeah.
But Phil, you do a job on a handshake, and that was it. Mm-hmm. No problems.
Mm-hmm. So, in thinking about the future, now here you're giving advice to someone in the biz today. What would you tell him to look out for or keep in mind as important? What's going to be the most important?
The same thing that I did years and years and years ago. You can't always be the best at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't always have the lowest price.
Mm-hmm.
But you can give the best service.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, in those days, that's what we had to sell.
Mm-hmm.
You can turn that off now. I'll tell you a couple of other little things.